Dictation for Robert Westphal, Westphal, July 1942. Address as a letter, Dr. Prouty, Prouty, 8753732, and Dr. Kreposman, Krepostman. Dear colleagues, follow up for Mr. Westphal, post hospital, in an urgent basis. He was released around January 11. He was treated for respiratory symptoms, the virus Meta, M-E-T-A, Pneumo, P-N-E-U-M-O-V-I-R-U-S. Meta pneumovirus was isolated. He received steroids, inhalers, oxygen. The dose of his Ranexa and Bisoprolol was double. He comes complaining of worsening of dyspnea, some increased edema, decreased urine output. He was off diuretics. Previously, he was using only as needed, probably one or twice a week. We asked him to take diuretic yesterday. He was able to urinate close to 2 liters. Edema is down. Shortness of breath about the same. He has nasal congestion, but no major drainage. He uses Flonase as well as saline. Appetite is fair, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no cloudiness of the urine or blood. Presently, no leg ulcers, minor weakness, no lightheadedness, no orthopnea PND. Blood pressure at home runs in the 80s to 100s over 50s and 70s. Oxygenation room air has been at 98. Has history of prior prostate cancer and follows with urology. Has underlying COPD, and there are plans for pulmonary function tests in February. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Entresto, Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Ranexa, that the dose was increased, was off the Lasix until the last 1-2 days when we restarted, uses inhalers, albuterol, as well as Enoro, A-N-O-R-O, on cholesterol management. Next paragraph, present weight 203, blood pressure by nurse 94-70, distant breath sounds from emphysema, but no localized RALS, no pleural effusion, no gross wheezing, no pericardial rap, question ascites, no abdominal tenderness, minor peripheral edema, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is from yesterday, anemia 11.1 with a normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine at 1.79, better than in the hospital, was running 2.2. He's close to baseline with a normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis 20, GFR 37 stage 3B, a normal calcium glucose. We did a kidney ultrasound to make sure that there is no urinary retention. Both kidneys are relatively small, 9.8 right, 9.9 left, without obstruction, a simple cyst on the left side. Minor urinary retention in the level of 80-90, which is not severe. When he was in the hospital, a prior echocardiogram back in September, ejection fraction is low at 44. The presence of the bioprosthetic aortic valve does have moderate mitral regurgitation as well as tricuspid. with mild degree of pulmonary hypertension in that opportunity. The prior pulmonary function test a year ago. Consider moderate COPD. There was no response to bronchodilators. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. Recent acute changes at the time of respiratory exacerbation. He's back to baseline without indication for dialysis. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. His feeling of dyspnea represents a combination of COPD. His underlying congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. The prior BAF abnormalities as indicated above. Present anemia, metabolic acidosis is a minor component. He has noticed more lightheadedness and weakness since the dose of bisoprolol and ranexa was increased to twice as much. He's seeing Dr. Kreposman this afternoon to be discussed. We discussed about the salt fluid restriction, monitoring weight, the use of diuretics in as needed basis, probably 2-3 times a week will be appropriate for him. Our goal is his valium status and respiratory dyspnea more than the lower extremity edema. There is no indication for EPO treatment. We will monitor phosphorus for phosphorus binders and PTH for vitamin D125. He will do chemistry in a monthly basis. We have a follow-up in March. Questions and degree of ascites. I'm not completely convinced. We could do an ultrasound for that. Only should discuss at length patient and wife, end of dictation.